This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. November is the time to give Kentucky bluegrass and tall fescue lawns the last nitrogen application of the season. Why November? Because while top growth slows, grass plants are still making food by photosynthesis. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says a November nitrogen application will help boost the photosynthesis rate. Ward, we're kind of reaching that time where it might be time for a late season application of nitrogen.
That's right. For our lawns, really the most important application is September, because that helps that grass really recover from the summer stresses. Now, we're talking about cool season grasses here, so that's tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass. The warm season grasses like Zoysia, Bermuda, and Buffalo, this is not the right time to fertilize them. You do that during the summer.
So then I guess why now instead of in the spring?
Well, actually, you may fertilize in the spring, but it's late spring. It's better to fertilize now than early spring, like in March. And the reason for that is if you fertilize now, that fertilizer is taken up, but it's not translated into top growth. What that gives you is a couple things. One, get about a week earlier green up in the spring. And the second thing is that when it does green up, it doesn't put a lot of energy into top growth, which you just have to mow off. And so if you fertilize now instead of in March, you are not going to have to mow quite as much. And also that grass plant is going to be stronger going into the summer, because if it puts a lot of top growth in early spring, that steals it away from the roots. And you want really to encourage that root system. So this is the time to fertilize instead of in March.
So what type of fertilizer are we looking for then?
Really, we're looking for a quick release. In other words, it's a fertilizer that releases its energy all at once. Now, we mentioned the May fertilization. If you do a May fertilization, that you want at least partially slow release, because you want it to release slowly over the summer so it doesn't encourage too much top growth. But now you want a quick release. If you get a lawn fertilizer that is for the fall for this time of year, it's going to be the right stuff.
And the package will have all the information you need for making sure that you're getting the right application?
That's right. So that application rate, what you want really is about a pound to a pound and a half of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. But the bag is going to give you that. If you follow the recommendations on the bag, that will be the right amount. And when you apply that, it's a good idea to go two different directions. And the reason for that is if you go one direction, you get a skip, and it's really noticeable. Go two different directions with a half application on each. Then if you do happen to give us a skip, it's not really going to be something that really stands out.
We might also think about a time now for controlling weeds.
Yeah, so we're talking about the broadleaf weeds here. So that's going to be things like henbitten, chickweed, which are the winter annuals, and dandelions. Dandelions actually tend to come up in September. You know, people think of them as coming up in the spring, but actually it's more the fall that they come up. Now, they're a perennial, and so they're going to go year from year. The henbitten chickweed are winter annuals, and those are weeds that come up in the fall, go into spring, flower, and then die. But they are really tough to control in the spring. And so now when they're really small, it's really easy to control them. So again, just use a herbicide that is made for broadleaf weeds, you know, something that is made for dandelions or something like that, and it'll do a really good job now.
And basically, if you had any of these last year, you're going to get them again, right?
More than likely, yes. So go out there and look. We've, at least in some areas, got enough rain to bring them up. And so I like to wait until we get a rain sometime in October to make sure they come up, and then they're going to be tiny little weeds. But if they're a broadleaf, this is going to be the time that you really need to control them.
Anything we need to do other than just make the application?
Watch the temperature a little bit. Those materials are going to work better at a temperature 50 degrees or above. They'll work under that, but you're going to get a quicker response. And so if you can't find a day that's 50 degrees or above, if you get down to 40, you're going to be fine. It's just going to be slower for you to see the results of that. Even at 50, at this time of year, it's slow. But what you're going to notice, they just kind of fade out over winter.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on the benefits of a late-season nitrogen application, as well as controlling broadleaf weeds in early November. More information is available on the Kansas State University Horticulture and Natural Resources website, hnr.ksu.edu, or by contacting your local Extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.